So I think we have 1 minute. And that doesn't really matter. Let's get going. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming to this session on I-E9 PIN sites. My name is John Bristow. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come hear more about this. I hope you're all having a great mix. I sure am. It's my first one, and been having a blast. Love the keynote, and think there's some great stuff coming down the pipe. You're here today to learn more about IE9 and PIN sites. And when you leave here, this is a mini session, by the way, so just set expectations. This is about 25 minutes long. When you guys leave here today, I want you to leave with a few action items, which is, one, you know how to PIN sites, two, that you're going to do it in your own sites, and three, you're going to tell others to do it. If you haven't downloaded IE9 today, I strongly encourage you to do so. It's available at beautyoftheweb.com, or you can go to ietestdrive.com and check out more about some of the demos we have that are there. Great. So, to get started, let's kick over to a demo. All right. So, we'll fire up Internet Explorer. This is Internet Explorer 9, and you can go and check out a variety of sites. This is one site that's enabled site pinning called slacker.com. It's online radio, and what they've done is they've done a few things that kind of light up the experience in IE9. So the traditional sort of usage model is, you know, you'd use a site like this, and you'd find it sometimes frustrating because there would be things about the site itself that you'd have to go back to the site, get notifications on, or to actually read the page to see what's going on. With IE9's pin sites, what we can do now is we can actually take the tab and actually pin it to the taskbar. And when you do that, you'll notice a few changes. First, you'll notice that we have the ability of theming the IE9 display. So, for example, you can see that the fave icon here has been picked up. You can also change the colors of the forward and back button, which are a lot more prominent now in IE9. These are simply driven through meta tags, which we'll show you in this session. In addition to that, as part of the experience, we have the ability to integrate with jump lists. Jump lists were introduced as part of Windows 7, and they give a number of great facilities for you as a developer to enhance and build upon what's available there. So you can see here, Slacker has decided to designate 5 parts of their site that you can go to using pin sites. In addition to that, you'll notice that when you hover over a pin site, we have the ability to see we have a number of embedded icons here as part of the live preview. And what these are there for is basically to control parts of the page via JavaScript. So you can actually set this up yourself. You can set up your own overlay icons and drive through event handlers any types of actions you want that go to the site itself. Great. So I just wanted to quickly show, if you haven't seen it before, that's a quick sort of lap around of pin sites in IE9. So I'll give you some examples here. This is Groupon. If for those who haven't seen this site before, Groupon offers a bunch of coupons in local areas, and they're great. And what you noticed here that with the site unpinned, you're not getting a lot of options available here through the jump list. And that's kind of confusing for users of your site because we haven't really exposed that functionality. So the way that you can customize this, as I said before, is you can integrate task lists as part of the jump list itself, as well as that UI element relating off to the fave icon. In addition to that, you also have the ability of incorporating teasers. These are top hat teasers that you can encourage users to drag and pin to the Windows 7 taskbar, and this is actually outlined in our best practices section, which I'll get to in a second. So you can take a site that looks like this today and turn it into a site that looks like this. So what Groupon has done is they've taken advantage of the static jump list items, which are the ones that you see under tasks. And in addition to that, they've also used what are called dynamic jump lists, which you can add via JavaScript to the jump list itself. And what they're doing here is actually showing you a list of deals that are available in your local area on that day. So it's a great way of surfacing up that information. You also notice here that the fave icon and the forward and back buttons have been themed accordingly. Another example is Facebook. Facebook is one of many, many sites out there. They leverage a facility here for notifications, which is another integration part of the IE9 pin site feature. So here what you'll notice is as updates are posted to my wall, they not only propagate up to the title, but also down to the taskbar itself. This is a great way of notifying your end users of, hey, there's something interesting about my site. You might want to go check out what's there. And so Facebook has this integration as well. So does Hotmail and a ton of other sites that you may visit. I showed you Slacker before. So again, with Slacker, you can go up to the site, pin it, and then you have this ability of actually controlling the playback of various audio files that are on the page. Of course, many other examples, Amazon.com, IMDb, great site for movie data. Bing, of course, so you can jump to various parts of our site. The Discovery Channel, if you're a fan, they take advantage of this as well. So lots and lots of sites out there taking advantage of PinSites. In fact, if you're on the web today, and you know, I'm sure many of you are, and you're surfing the web, a lot of the sites that are you know and love are using PinSites today. So go check it out and start pinning out some sites, which is great. Now, I really like this capability, which is why I titled my session sort of Adding the Awesome Sauce Flavor. The reason why is because this really does put your site at the center of any experience that you have on the web today, because it allows you to provide a much richer experience for your visitors. And the important thing about this is it doesn't break the web, right? So we're leveraging meta tags and JavaScript, and using that combination, we are simply providing semantic weight to our pages that IE9 can leverage. If you're using these tags and you're using a browser to visit a site such as Chrome or Firefox or Opera, they'll simply ignore it, and you know, it just happily moves along its way. So by leveraging that, we can really light up these experiences on IE9, and that behooves you as a developer to kind of think, okay, what's the experience going to be like outside the browser? What is the custom sort of experience I can provide for Windows 7 visitors on IE9? Now, I've been doing a lot of PinSite work along with my colleagues, and we found working with customers and partners that you can actually go from zero to PinSites within about 5 minutes. You can literally add these very, very quickly. In addition to that, you can go to more elaborate scenarios with dynamic jump lists and things like that in about half a day. So the investment is minimal. And that kind of begs the question, you know, why? So what? Why would I do this? Well, one of the reasons why you'd want to do this is you get a huge return on investment. So we are seeing through rich analytics and telemetry that the sites that are implementing site pinning today are seeing a lot more stickiness. The users are coming back over and over again. They're seeing increased rates of visits for users using IE9 and pin sites. So we have a number of examples that have been outlined on the Exploring IE blog. Two notable blog posts written here by Ziad mentioned the Huffington Post and Flickster, two very big, prominent sites on the web today. And they're seeing some massive returns on the investments they've made. So in the case of the Huffington Post, they're seeing users spending 49% more time on their site. And in the case of Flickster, they're saying an increase of anywhere from 40 to 57% more time spent on the site itself. In addition to that, they see that users are reading 34% more pages on Flickster. So if your revenue model is based on advertisements or hits and you want to drive more traffic back to your site, this is a very, very small investment that will hopefully return massive gains. So that's sort of the so what. Now, talking about more about the development experience, in the general sense, you can actually enable what we call the basic experience in about 5 minutes. You know, if you have to read up on the meta tags themselves, maybe it might take you an hour to read the docs. If you're going for the more elaborate scenario where you're implementing a deeper experience where you're leveraging dynamic jump lists and things like that, it will take you about a day. So no more than that, and after you've done that, you can start seeing the benefit of that investment. As I said before, we're seeing huge, huge wins out of this, so we're getting really measurable results. And the good thing is it's completely compatible. We don't break the web. We're just leveraging meta tags within the head of your page. So let's take a look at some examples of this. Jump over back to my demo. So I have a little test site here that I've written. I'll just show you guys what it looks like here. I'm using WebMatrix. If you haven't used WebMatrix, you can go to ASP.net today. The site and go download WebMatrix. It's a free web development tool. It's really, really good. But you can also certainly do this in other tools. If you feel so inclined, you can do this also in any text editor as well. So if we run this site, you can see here we have a simple, very very plain website here. It's for playing back music. I have friends listed on the page here using HTML5 elements and audio tag. You'll notice I have a fave icon here, and I can take this and I can pin it to my taskbar. We pick up that fave icon, so you can see here that we automatically pick that up, but that's not the entire part of the pin site experience. You'll notice here if I right-click on the pin site, it's actually not showing me anything in terms of jump list items, and that's because I haven't added any metadata to that. One little note about that. For those of you who don't have actually any Fave icons implemented on your site, just wanted to, as an aside, show you something you can do. You can go to a site called xiconeditor.com, which is there. And what this site is, it's basically we work with some folks who built this out using HTML5. And this allows you to import existing images that you have and create Fave icons very quickly and easily. This is the first step that you're going to want to implement when implementing a pin site, is get that Fave icon up in your site. And just by way of example, for those of you who saw the keynote, you may have seen Scott Guthrie doing his YMCA dance using the Kinect. I felt it was necessary to leverage that and, of course, use a graphic here just to show you what this looks like. So awesome goo is awesome. And just to show you how quickly you can do this, you can just simply import and upload your image. This will take pings, JPEGs, GIFs, any type of image type you have. And then it will allow you to simply, without plugins, you can HTML5, simply upload it. You can go ahead and preview it. This is obviously not the type of Fave icon you may want to do. But what this will do is, after you do the preview site, this will show you what it will look like in IE9. So it'll do a dynamic rendering of what this will look like, not only in the address bar, but also in the new tab page that we have in IE9. For those of you who don't know, we have a new tab page in IE9, and it leverages those Fave icons as part of that experience. And then, as the final step, you can go ahead and export, and it will automatically gen up the ICO file for you. So jumping back to our pin site demo, one of the things we have to do in order to enable pin sites is by leveraging metadata. Now, the way we've done this in IE9 is we have some predefined metadata types. So here we have metadata names like msapplication-tooltip. This is the text that's displayed when the mouse is hovered over top of the icon. The ones that you're more concerned about, though, are these ones, msapplication-task. What these ones are the jump list items, the static jump list items that will appear under the tasks menu when you pin a site. So here you can see, as part of that, we have three of those listed here. And inside of our content attribute value pair, we have a semicolon delimited string. This is the three tuple of information that IE9 needs in order to do the right thing when pinning sites. So by way of example, let's go ahead and run the example that utilizes pin sites. So we've gone ahead and implemented in this example here. And if we go ahead and pin this now, you'll notice now we actually have these items appearing in our pin site. You'll notice a couple things here. One, we can individualize the items themselves, not only on the text basis, but also on the URL and ICO. So the ICO files that you see listed there, those are the image files, and those are displayed as part of the jump list itself. So you can customize those, and again, it's part of that three-tuple string that you saw in the meta tag. So jumping back here, just taking a look at an example, you can see here we've specified that we want to have a jump list item named player. The action URI, that is where we're pointing the person to when they click on that list item, is this URL here. It is relative, but you can certainly point them to any place you want. So it can point to any domain you want. And then finally, the icon URI, which is where do I go in order to pick up the ICO file that is that image in the jump list. It's very simple, right? So if you're looking for the basic experience, this takes about 5 minutes to do. You just simply add these meta tags. We pick them up out of IE9, and away you're done. Now, there's other things that you can do here. You can also change the color of your forward and back buttons as well. So if you don't like the automatic theme that we apply to the forward and back button, you can change that. We'll take an RGB value, and you know, you're good to go. Now, the other aspects of this, of course, are how do we do some more interesting things? There are some other aspects of this that we need to talk about. So that's jump lists in a nutshell. Another aspect of this is notifications, right? So you saw in the Facebook example how if people make updates to the wall, they'll actually will present an overlay icon on top of your pinned site. You can do this as well. And there are many sites that do this today. If you pin hotmail.com today, actually, we'll show you the number of unread messages that have hit your inbox. So coming back to our example here, for those of you who are watching this carefully, you may notice that we actually have an overlay icon already appearing. Just to kind of show how this works, of course, this being a demo, it's a little bit fake. What we have here is an event handler for a set interval JavaScript call. And every 5 seconds or so, we're just simulating the fact that we have a new friend request coming in from the site. So we'll just go ahead and run this again, and I'll go ahead and pin this. And so if you're implementing this today, let me just unpin this first just to show you. So you can't pin a site more than once. So if it comes from the same URL, you can only pin it once. So let's go ahead and pin this. And if you watch carefully down here, you'll notice in probably about 5 seconds, you'll see that we have an overlay icon applied. Let's just go ahead and zoom in here so you can see that. Any minute now. Come on, overlay icon. Well, you will see it. There we go. So what this is mimicking the fact that I have a friend request coming in through the site, and it's actually being displayed here. This is something you can do, and you can see we're getting more information here. This is something that you can do, and it's very easy to do. You do it via JavaScript. So down here, what we have is, actually not in this file, we have a JavaScript file associated with our project here. And what this is doing is, as I said before, it's faking it. But in your implementation, you'll set up an interval or a set timeout call that will go and pull your server endpoint that gives you information about what you want to do. So let's assume that you're writing the next email service or you're implementing things like a Twitter feed and you want to incorporate those as fly-in tweets. You'll simply pull the service endpoint and you'll get that data back via JSON, parse that, and then do whatever you need to do to display that icon on top of your overlay icon there. And so the way we do that is we first have these JavaScript calls that we provide as part of IE9. So one of the first things you'll reference if you're doing any of this work in IE9 is this API called MS is site mode. So this is an API that returns a Boolean value that tells you, one, if it's supported, you're in IE9, and two, if it returns true, that means the site has been pinned. So once we're armed with that knowledge, we can start leveraging the other APIs that are there. One of those APIs, of course, and this is for the load event, so we're starting off, is the ability to clear the overlay icon. So you, in addition to setting the overlay icon, that little image, you can also clear it, and that's provided by this API called MS site mode clear overlay icon. We scroll down here. We have some, as I said before, we're kind of faking it in the background, but you would see normally some network calls being made to update that overlay icon. And then down here at the bottom, we have an event handler here called show notification. And so what we're doing with this is every time, every 5,000 milliseconds, we're calling this as an event handler. And what we're doing here is we're simply saying, hey, there's a new friend request that's come in. And this is done via, that update is done via the show friend notification. So the show friend notification is simply providing that mechanism of notifying the user. In addition to that, you can also flash the overlay icon image itself. So you can actually give a visual representation through the site mode APIs that we have in JavaScript to really get the attention of the user. So in addition to that overlay icon, you can also flash and notify the user that something is happening. Great. So last and not, but certainly not least, thumbnail controls. So as I showed you in the case with Slacker, you have the ability of controlling various aspects of your page through the thumbnail. So the thumbnail is what's presented when you hover over a live site. So here, if I hover over this site, you'll notice here we have these ICO files as I showed you in the case of Slacker. A similar sort of experience. And what these are simply doing is routing JavaScript handler calls to the page itself. So you'll set up event handlers for each one of these ICO buttons, and then you'll be able to respond to them accordingly. So here, if we jump back into our code, we have a sort of generic handler here. And what we're doing here is we're just simply saying, parsing out through a switch statement, what button was pressed. So we have an event ID, and we say, if the play button was pressed, go ahead and play the HTML5 audio present on the page. If it was paused, we pause it, and you get the idea. So very simple to set these up simply through add event handler, et cetera. And you can simply wire these up, and away you go. And that's about it. I mean, there's nothing really magical or complex about this. Adding pinned site support and driving it through JavaScript is really simple and easy to do. Just getting back to the slides here, I just wanted to go through some quick tips and best practices and then give you some action items. One question that often comes up is, you know, if I visit a pinned site, I pinned it, and I go to a URL, and now I go visit another domain, what happens to those event handlers that have been wired up for the pinned site itself? So as an example, if I jump back to here, if I go here, and you can see that the overlay icon here has those ICO files associated with it. If I go, say, to the Mix website, right, visit mix.com, you'll notice if we hover over top of that, you know, in certain cases they'll disappear, in other cases they won't. And the reason why is because it's a best practice for you to remove them. But sometimes developers are lazy. I've been guilty of that myself. And they don't remove them. So the un, The on-window unload event is a best practice. You should remove those ICOs, and there are APIs to do that via JavaScript. But some developers don't. They hang around. Don't worry. In terms of the security model, they are tied to the domain. So they're not going to drive any behavior on any subsequent sites that you hit. So as a best practice, just make sure that you wire up an event handler for the unload event, window.unload, and then just remove those ICO images via the JavaScript APIs. The jump list tasks, those ones that I said, you have a maximum of 5, and they can go to any destination. But the APIs themselves, as I said before, are bound to the page. Now some best practices. Carefully consider your jump list items. So you want to take a sensible approach to the jump list items that you provide. If you're running a blog, a good example I've seen is the jump list items may point to maybe your Twitter feed and your Facebook page, and then the dynamic jump list items might be your latest posts. Just as a point of reference, there are plugins for things like WordPress and Umbraco. There are many plugins that support IE9 out of the box, and so you just add these plugins and you're ready to go. But if you're implementing this yourself manually, just be aware of the jump list items that you're adding. In addition to that, you also want to make sure that the investment you're making for pinned sites actually has some return. So I encourage you strongly to incorporate analytical services out there, such as Google Analytics and others, to see what users are actually clicking on. And this gives you a really nice sort of visibility and some telemetry around what users are actually going to in terms of your pinned site. And so you can get some information about that. And as I say before, providing teasers is a great way for users who don't know that they can pin a site through the tab of notifying the user that, hey, this might be something you might want to do. And so by way of example, I've included some images here, but before I show that, one of the other questions that comes up from customers is, hey, what if I visit a site that's already been pinned but from another browser? One of the recommended practices we have is by utilizing either cookies or local storage, just give a Boolean flag that lets the browser know, don't display the teaser. Now, the teaser that I'm talking about here is some examples. These are totally fictitious, by the way. These are not on MSN right now. But these are three examples of what teasers could look like. So through a floating div, you could present this. So you'd sniff out the user agent string. You say, if IE9 or greater, go ahead and present a floating div that encourages the user to pin the site. Now, the good news about this is you can actually designate images on your page that are also draggable. So you can tell the user, hey, drag this image down to the taskbar, and we'll pin it for you. And there's three examples of ways you can do this. You can have sort of a minimalized look, or you can go all the way to a full-fledged look, right? You could actually have the encouragement of the user to do such a process. All right, 25 minutes. Wasn't long. Went fast, but just wanted to give you some resources here so you can start implementing these yourself. Again, very, very simple to implement these. Strongly encourage you to do so. MSCN.com/IE. The docs for IE9 pin sites are phenomenal. They're really, really good. And so I would encourage you to go check those out. Another site I would check is this one here on the IE9 test drive site. We have an example that shows you 4 cases of jump list categories, overlay icons, thumbnail buttons, and, of course, the ability to do nav control colors and jump list tasks. That's at ietestdrive.com/browser/pinning. If you just go to the IE9 test drive site at ietestdrive.com, it's over on the demo section. You can go ahead and check that out. And they can actually take a look at the code there, and they'll show you how it's done. And then finally, for those of you who love and know jQuery, there's a great add-in that was written by Clark Sell and Brandon Strom. And this is a jQuery plugin that will do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. So if you're not comfortable with angle brackets and you're more of the, as Mr. Scott Hanselman said, the open resync, close resync notation, you can go ahead and use this jQuery plugin, which is called IE9ify. You can also download it via NuGet. So if you're in Visual Studio, just simply do the PowerShell install-package, and jQuery.ie9ify is the package. It will pull down the jQuery plugin, and you will be able to do this very simply. We have a contest going on right now, the IE team. You can go check it out at the IE booth. We have some puzzles that are being posed, and they have some giveaways there. Don't forget to follow the IE team on Twitter at IE, and also they're on Foursquare for the meetup. Pre-party tweet up at foursquare.com/IE. So there's some puzzles there you can check out. And I have 14 seconds left. I'm on time. Thanks a lot, everyone. I really appreciate it.